shoutouts. I'm John Johnson, and we've got a couple of those and more next on MHSAA Perspective. There are stories of positive achievements each and every day in high school sports, but today we'd like to highlight a couple of teacher coaches who recently reached milestones in their careers, Al Schrauben at Portland St. Patrick and Denny Brighton at Temperance Bedford High School. Last month, Al Schrauben joined a group of seven other girls basketball coaches in rare air by picking up his 500th career victory when the Shamrocks defeated Carson City Crystal. In 25 years of coaching, all at his alma mater, he's guided his hoop squads to six MHSAA titles, numerous district, regional, and league championships, and he hit the milestone with many of his former players and parents in attendance. And in an age where coaching and playing high school sports have unfortunately become a year-round occupation, Schrauben has achieved success the old-fashioned way. The team shows up on the first day of practice in this school of less than 100 students near the mouth of the Looking Glass River in Ionia County, and away they go. I remember being in a press conference in Battle Creek during the MHSAA girls basketball semifinals about 15 years ago, and after winning its way into the championship game against Portland St. Patrick, the opposing coach lit into the Shamrocks with the all-too-stereotypical diatribe against parochial schools. Well, I don't know who got to that coach between the semifinals and the finals, but he certainly didn't know jack about Portland St. Patrick or Al Schrauben. On the day of the finals, he apologized for his rant, saying St. Patrick was just a small school like his kids, and both teams were playing with their own homegrown kids. Al Schrauben is a consummate teacher coach with a quiet, classy demeanor, and we congratulate him and his program on such a marvelous achievement. The first two words I learned about wrestling some 35 years ago when I was assigned to the sport as a student in the Sports Information Office at Michigan State University were Temperance Bedford. The Spartans roster back then had a number of individuals from this burg on the north side of Toledo, and among them was a tenacious 134-pounder named Denny Brighton. An All-American performer for the Spartans, Brighton was the first two-time MHSAA champion at Temperance Bedford, then a program on the rise under legendary coach Bill Rainier, which won seven Class A titles in an 11-year span from 1976 to 1986. Rainier, the mentor, retired in 1995 with 500 coaching victories and 57 defeats, but one of those losses was against the student Brighton, who was coaching Toledo Whitmer at the time that his Panthers broke a 25-year, not 25-match, but 25-year league dual winning streak of the Kicking Mules. Last week, Brighton, now in his 16th year at his alma mater, picked up coaching victory number 400 at Bedford in a win over Gibsonburg. Under Brighton, the Kicking Mules have claimed two MHSAA titles in five finals appearances. Two great teacher coaches, two of the nice guys. Congrats to Al Schrauben and Denny Brighton on their recent milestones. In wrapping things up, a few weeks ago I talked on this program about an upcoming vote of the membership of the National Federation of State High School Associations on a constitutional amendment which would put the federation in the business of doing what it was created not to do, conduct national high school championships. Needing a two-thirds majority at its national council meeting last week to change its constitution and get into the business of prostituting high school sports instead of protecting it and promoting it, the vote was split and the motion failed. Will that stop the topic from rearing its ugly head again? It most likely will within the National Federation family. However, the shoe manufacturers and the recruiting services will keep pushing the envelope on this, but I have a suggestion for them. Since these events are all about recruiting and what their participants project to do in college, why don't we just call this what it is? Their first collegiate competition instead of a national high school championship or all-star event. All it's doing is moving up the timetable for the exploitation of these young people for the benefit of the promoters. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.